Hi, and welcome to the Quit Cast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast. We're continuing our series that we've been doing on sustainability into talking about sustainability in the writing this week, specifically the difference between I have to produce as much content as I can as quickly as possible and the I need to produce the best content that I can produce, the difference essentially between the gold rush thinking and the established industry thinking, which we've been talking about in other videos in this series. And you can look backwards more for more information on that. And again, we're going to talk about it also when we talk about the business growth curve, which is not this video, but it will be the next one. So here's the thing. I teach a class called Write Better Faster. I've taught that class for a long time. I have been talking to authors about productivity for half a decade or longer. And the reason that I say that is because it's important to know that I'm coming from the experience of caring about fast writing and caring about us producing as much as we're capable of, and not just about sustainability. I don't want it to sound like I'm somehow, you know, on the side of don't try to do as much as you're capable of doing. What I am on the side of is reasonable capability. So we have a different perception, most of us have a different perception of what we are capable of in an ideal world than what we are capable of in reality. And we have this concept internally that is encouraging us to think about what could be possible if, what could be possible if I was able to perfectly order all of my time? What could I be capable of if I wrote like someone else? What could I be capable of, etc. All of the contingencies that we are extrapolating towards have more to do with either what other people do, or what would happen if the world didn't exist the way it does, or what would happen if my family system didn't exist the way it did. So we have a lot of expectations about what we should be capable of that are based on fiction, on complete fiction. They're not based on reality. They're based in fantasy. And that's not a bad thing. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because I think a lot of the way we push ourselves to get faster in content production has more to do with what everyone else is doing and what everyone else thinks should happen, and not enough to do with both what's the best for me and my system, what's the best for my brain and my creativity, and then what's the best for my readers. And I am here to argue in a very passionate, vehement way, what is best for your readers and what is best for, in theory, the market is not the same thing. Because in theory, the way that a lot of us in nonfiction think about the market is that what's the best is to have more choices so that readers can make decisions about what they really want. But what's best for the readers right now, and this has been happening for several years, but what's best for the readers in saturated markets is curated choices and better options. So rather than more options, better options is that is the new non-gold rush rules that we are operating in. And the reason I'm talking about this so much is because I feel like a lot of what has been created in the past in terms of let's produce as much content as fast, let's get to this level of content production as quickly as we can, is gold rush thinking, and we are out of the gold rush. So we need to be thinking about in a stable and secure industry, when I'm producing something that is meant to continue to sustain me for the rest of my career and maybe decades and decades of my life, I need to think more about the viable platforms and how am I going to sustain this? And so the reason that I want to talk about sustainable productivity today is because when we are still caught up in FOMO, as fast as possible, as much content as possible, flood, 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 get everything out there, et cetera. Okay, great. Well, the market's flooded now and people have different problems in a flood of content than they do in a drought of content. So the problems that they have in a drought of content is that there just isn't enough out there. The problems they have in a flood of content is that there is too much out there. They're overwhelmed. They need to understand how to make better decisions. And the way they go about that is by finding people who are producing exactly what they want and finding sources of curation that are helping them to wade through the mire of content. That's why Book Talk is so popular right now, is because it's easy for me to just tune into whatever's trendy as a way of curating all of the other stuff that's out there. So the problem is when there's saturation, we have not, our internal systems have not caught up yet to the saturation mindset. We are still operating in blue water mindset, and we're trying to produce as quickly as we possibly can because we're worried that the content need is going to run out. It's not going to run out. I think we've now proven after the gold rush has finished, we've now proven that reader demand is not going to go down. The reader demand is going to either stay at the level it's at and grow reasonably, or it's going to continue, especially as we head into a recession. So we want to think, a recession in this country. I have no idea what's going to happen everywhere else because I can't hold that much information in my head right now. But as we head into a recession, people are going to be looking for distraction, especially distraction that doesn't cost them a lot of money. They're going to be looking for things that they can take advantage of where they already exist. They're going to be looking for escape. You know, we're back into that mindset again. But the difference is when the reader demand is not going away, then we need to understand what saturation does to our mindset. We have been operating in this frantic, write fast, produce as much as you can because it's going to run out, because there's a danger, right? If that's done. So the reason I talk about that so much with sustainability is I really need for you to see how everything that you're thinking, every instinct that you have that's been honed in the industry of independent publishing for the last decade, every instinct that you have is premised on the fact that we are still in the gold rush. We're putting out content as quickly as possible is the necessity for survival. And what we're seeing as this changes, as the saturation point everywhere has hit, is that when saturation hits, it changes the way readers go looking for content, and they're much more open and willing to try new things if it's either been recommended by someone that they trust, or if it comes across their palate for some reason in a recommendation situation. They're much more open to, hey, I thought this was really great. Hey, this was really fun. Hey, this was a good book. Oh, this is trending right now, right? So we're much more likely to see people gravitating towards books that other people like. And that means it is more important than ever to produce content that is worth consuming. And again, this is not about the speed at which everyone writes, because some writers actually write better content when they write faster, and some writers write better content when they write slower. Not everyone is the same. If you're here watching this video, you've likely heard me say that 1,000 times. Here's 1,001 reminders. Just because I say fast does not mean I mean low quality, because there are many writers out there who can write fast and well, and then many writers who write slow and well or deliberate and well, and then writers in between. The reason this is so important, talking about sustainable productivity, is that we have got to readjust our expectations to the new normal of the publishing industry, where there is still openness, but speed is no longer the most important thing. Consistency, a small C consistency in terms of being reliably producing content,
is always on some level important. Although, again, there are always plenty of examples of people who don't produce consistently and still have great followings, because it's all about meeting the reader demand, right? And having some scarcity. But I think what we're reaching for and reaching towards that we are not fully grasping yet is that we have got to QTP this FOMO about speed on a cellular level so that we can stop pressing ourselves into making bad decisions about our books because we're so worried that we have to do it right now, or we're worried if we don't get it done this moment that somehow we're going to miss something. We've all missed the gold rush. I mean, some of us were still publishing during that, but it's over now. Great. Now we have to worry more about the viability of the long-term product that we're creating. So the reason that I want to have this particular discussion today about how to move yourself effectively through your manuscript, how do you get to a sustainable level of writing for yourself, is because in our personality work, we see that there are certain types of personalities that really function a lot better in their content creation if they can go at a more deliberate or slow pace. There are some writers for whom one book or two books a year is their best pace in terms of, think of the axis, right? Of as fast as I can get and as good as I can get. And as you start to move farther into as good as I can get, the faster for these types of people, the faster can't go too far in this direction, because it's weighted, right? In order for me to be as good as I can get, I may actually have to come back from being faster and instead be more deliberate and more slow in my pace, and then work on always making progress instead of arresting because I'm so worried that I can't go faster, right? So in terms of the how fast can I produce content, those of us who are more wired to produce better content when we're writing slower, we have got to QTP constantly this pressure to go faster, because it's slowing us down to do that. It's slowing us down to try to be faster anyway. And it's also making us produce content that is not the best that we can produce because we're trying to do it too quickly. And so that's the first piece that I want to QTP, is just the whole concept that we should be producing faster, because for an entire segment of the writing population, we actually should be slowing down instead of speeding up in order to maintain more sustainability over time and in order to have the product that we're creating become better. So that's the first piece, the first important piece. The second important piece is for writers who either write slow, more deliberately, or writers who are writing fast but are in unstable conditions where they're getting stuck a lot, that need of producing forward motion gets caught up in getting stuck, right? So whether you call it writer's block or not does not matter to me, but getting stuck is something that a lot of writers have to deal with. And how we deal with getting stuck is really important. And we have a majority of writers who are the type of writers who should get stuck regularly in their books. More than 50% of writers have a strength called intellection somewhere in their dominant strengths. And that means that I should be think, write, think, write, or again, I'm using this as just an example because we want it to be write all the time, and we don't want to think, because we somehow have this conception that if we are thinking, we are slowing ourselves down, we are not writing. And I'm here to tell you, if you are wired to think and write in some level of equal proportion, then you need to have the quiet time, the walk away, the shower, the drive, whatever, so that you can let your brain be working in the background. But if you are a think, write, think, write, or think, 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 write, type of person, or again, the other option is what we call procrastination, which is think, do other things, try to write. And then as the deadline approaches, then the pressure creates this like, okay, now it's time to do the writing. All three of those types of writers have to have a way of getting unstuck. There has to be this capacity that when I get stuck, I don't immediately go to shame mode. I don't immediately think I'm so bad, I'm doing something wrong. I immediately go for what can I do to get unstuck? What has gotten me unstuck in the past? What's going to move me forward and help me to make progress? And this is maybe the most important part of, again, the Write Better Faster, but also just of the work that we do as coaches, is helping us to understand individually what helps us to move ourselves forward. Some of what we do is look back at what's helped in the past. Absolutely. Some of it is what works commonly for an intellection or a strategic or an input. But some of it is that we are not willing to do the easy things that would help us because it seems like it's too easy. That can't possibly be the reason. Something like don't open your phone in the morning because you are really quicking yourself into a loss of productivity that is causing you to not write as often as you want to. That's the most common thing we encourage people to do. Roughly 60% of writers, when they leave Write Better Faster, that is the one keystone habit that we're like, please just do this. It's going to help all of your strengths. Please just don't get on social media in the morning. Don't really quick yourself into losing productivity. Even if they're not morning writers, this still is often the thing that we encourage people to do. That type of just do the easy thing is combined with that we often have a fear about opening the manuscript when we're wired like this that causes us to not just think, okay, I'm just going to open the manuscript and see if I can write the next sentence. And we're doing this Kickstarter coming up in the middle of October. I think it launches on the 17th, where we have these stuck list cards that are like, you know, playing cards. I keep not being able to show them correctly, but they're like playing cards. And each one of them has a little prompt on them where you can pull a card and then get unstuck. And what we did was we took all of the things that we usually tell writer clients of any kind and just put them into this, you know, deck of cards that is something you can either shuffle or you can have your favorite card that you hang on the side of your computer that just like sits there that you will remind yourself to look at. But we wanted to have some kind of a physical product that would help us to remember. And so many of these, because of course we were collecting, right, like the advice, so many of these are things like, can you write the next sentence? Have you opened the manuscript? Did you close the social media browser? Have you closed your email? It can wait. Don't really quick yourself into a loss of productivity. Like there are so many of these cards that have some version of that advice, specifically because that is the most common advice that we give. And again, doesn't work for everybody. Nothing works for everybody. But the reason I'm bringing this up in terms of the sustainability, one is because over time in this industry, one of the most important things you're going to have to do as a writer is to be able to get yourself reliably unstuck when you get stuck. And some of that is about confidence and repetition, but so much of it is about alignment and just knowing where you need to fall in these different arenas of, you know, which type of stuck am I having right now? How do I apply the fixes to get out of this place? And so we're going to have, you know, many opportunities to talk about this in the future. But I wanted to announce the Kickstarter intention on this QuickCast, specifically in the sustainability episode, because this is why I'm doing this at this time. I don't think that we realize, because not everyone gets the opportunity to talk to so many people that you see the larger patterns. But when you start to see the larger patterns happen and you see this reckoning that is already happening with several people, but is coming in the same way that I talked about the burnout reckoning was coming 4 years ago. And everybody was like, yeah, we're fine. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, everybody's burned out. And I'm like, right? I told you this would happen. This is what is coming for us, is this talk of sustainability is going to become the thing that we have to reckon with, because we can't exist on ideals and rainbows anymore. The idealistic, what would happen if everything just aligned and was perfect? We have to acknowledge that that's not the reality. And so then being sustainable in the future means, and I know this is going to feel like repetition for some of us who've heard me talk about this on the Patreon. It's going to mean we have to have individualized support in whatever way that looks like, whether you're doing a marketing mentorship, whether you are talking one-on-one with an ad specialist, whether you are getting friends to support you as other authors who are willing to take all of your information into account when they give you advice, or allow you to QTP them when they give you advice, or whether you're coming to us for coaching. I don't care how it happens, but on some level, everyone to have sustainable careers is going to need to have support of some kind, because the industry is getting too big and unwieldy. The advice is getting to be too numerous, especially at those of us who regularly go to conferences. We're hearing sometimes 200, 300 different pieces of advice and then getting overwhelmed when we have to curate them for ourselves. And this is what saturation looks like, right? Is that the ability to choose actually becomes the hindrance. Too much information, too much option, too much choice becomes a hindrance to our easy movement through the world and through our choices every day. So having too many choices is actually worse than not having enough. So again, this is like, you know, setting the foundation for other things we're going to talk about in the future. The reason that I think this stuck list is so important, and even if all you do is just go to our website and download the stuck list workbook and just fill that out, the best thing that you can do for yourself for sustainable productivity is to set your expectations for how fast you can produce content based not on the gold rush, but on the way things actually are now in the established publishing, open publishing industry. And then to be able to get yourself reliably through manuscripts, either with deconstructed stakes, because some of the cards are about, are you putting too much pressure on yourself? Do you need to talk to somebody? Things like that. So deconstructing stakes, resetting your productivity speed expectations, resetting your process expectations, or resetting your outcome expectations. All of those things become important when we're talking about sustainability, because this the gold rush being over means, yes, the need for FOMO has gone away, but it also means that the industry is more competitive than it's ever been before, which is a good thing for the industry in general to be competitive. But it also is painful because it means that we're likely to have longer career trajectories and to not see quite as many of the, you know, I put up 7 books at one time and made $1 million. Like, those types of things are less and less likely to happen, specifically because it's so much harder to get visibility and discovery right now. And again, we're going to talk more about that in future QuickCast episodes. I want to get this done and out so that we can quickly turn this around and get everybody talking about this, because I do think that the more we talk about sustainability with our peers in groups, the better it's going to be for everybody. And I am going to do a couple of talks on this at future upcoming conferences that I'm attending, because I feel so passionately that, again, looking at the future trajectory, that this is the thing that everybody needs to hear about right now. And if I could only have one 30-minute conversation with authors at this particular point in the industry, it would be this one. That sustainability is the most important thing you will ever, ever think about from here forward until everything changes again, which it will. Everything will change again. But anyway, okay. So action points at the end of this QuickCast episode. If you are interested in doing the suck list workbook, I'll also put a link to that where you can go fill that out, and also open your manuscript right now. I will wait. I will sit here and wait for you. open your manuscript, scroll down to wherever you are on your computer, go sit down at your computer or your iPad or your tablet or your whatever, go open it right now. Don't wait. Open the manuscript. So my hope is that you have found some inspiration today. I know this is more than one action point per video. I got it. I'm really bad at marketing. I suck at it. And I'm okay with that. Because whatever is there for you to do, you'll do. I hope everyone has a great week. If you are stuck, go for a walk, get in the shower, talk to someone, write about writing. Open your manuscript, turn off YouTube, turn off Facebook, turn off TikTok, go do your thing. And we hope that you have happy writing ahead. We'll be talking more about sustainability next time. I hope everybody has a great day today, and I will see you on Kickstarter. Bye, everybody.